Holton Ayler.
We're going to go ahead and open up questions for Holton.
Holton, how important was it to get a win and you really didn't have to feel like you had to do it all? You had so much help and it was really a team win defensively, offensively, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it was very nice. I thought the defense played really well. I mean, the line blocked, we ran the ball good, so it was a good team win. Sneed did a really good job on the return game. I mean, anytime you get great field possession like that, I mean, it's going to be pretty easy.
Well, then you guys have had your troubles this year. You got your second win today. You're only a couple plays away from really having four wins right now. Talk about the attitude of this team, knowing that and knowing what all you've been through and where you are right now and how this team feels after picking up that win today.
Yeah, I mean, we knew coming in that, you know, this was going to be a challenging year for a lot of different reasons. But we just got to stay tough. I mean, kind of we said going into it, the team that sticks together the most is what's going to benefit the most from this. And I think, you know, maybe not even this year, but next year we'll really see the benefits from that, from just sticking together and keep believing in each other and believing in our method.
Holton, the delay to start the game, you had to settle for a couple of field goal attempts on the early possessions, but then you had the pass to C.J. Johnson, and maybe that got things untracked a little bit. But you really didn't sustain drives. It was a number of big plays today that produced the touchdowns.
Yeah, we knew coming in, though, that, you know, I mean, they had a good defensive line front. I mean, they really had a good team and a good defense. The SMU game, I mean, SMU was tied with them or either down really in the third quarter until they got tired. We knew they'd have too much depth because of COVID and injuries and all that. So, I mean, we had to keep pushing. The big plays were going to come. They were susceptible to that on film. So we just knew that, I mean, the big plays were going to hit. We came in kind of knowing that.
Oh, and your 75-yard run, was that a design play? Can you walk us through that play?
Yeah, it was a quarterback draw. It was quarterback draw and the line blocked great. I was happy to finally, you know, get that and run that and get a good run there. Obviously, you know, I like running the ball. I like contact. I like all that. So, I mean, I'm glad we called that. I'm glad it worked.
Hey, dizzy at the end when you ran out of bounds? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm embarrassed. That's probably the most embarrassed I've ever been. I'm glad it was only on ESPN Plus, to be honest with you, because if not, I'm sure it would be everywhere right now.
Hey, you missed a game earlier this year, obviously the Navy game, and had to watch that. It kind of feel the frustrations. Not that you feel bad for Temple in any way, but can you understand maybe where they're at, you know, you personally, because you've been through that of not being able to play, and just can you describe maybe what it's like or understand what they were dealing with today?
Yeah, it sucks. You know, I don't really get nervous for games, but I was really nervous watching that Navy game. I woke up nervous that day. And I've never experienced that before. I don't get nervous for sporting events, but it's just like a different feeling when, you know, your guys are out there and you're supposed to be out there with them and you're not, especially for something that you really can't control and you really can't do anything about. I mean, injuries are different, but, I mean, when you're out for 10 days and you can't do anything but stay inside and isolate yourself from everyone, really, it's tough. I mean, I feel for them. I do, but I mean, like I said, that's 2020. We're just blessed we get to play. So,
Holton, can you talk about the vibe in the locker room and what your thoughts were when Coach Houston said he was gonna make them play right before the game started?
Well, I was thankful. For a minute, we were like, because he came in and said it was a 10-minute, and then he came in and said it was gonna be 15 to 30 minutes, and we were like, are we even gonna play? Like, what's going on? And then someone said that one of their players was on the way to the hospital or something with COVID symptoms. So for a minute there, we didn't know if we were going to play or not. So we were just thankful when he came in and said we are going to play. Obviously, we flew up here and then drove an hour away to stay in Delaware because we couldn't stay in Philly. So, I mean, we just wanted to play. So we were happy when he said that.
Holton, what about as far as next week with SMU? You guys played really well down in Dallas. How do you feel about this week? I know you guys are going to work really hard with the last game of the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, they got a great team. They had a great team last year. They got a great team this year. You know, I mean, their quarterback is probably – I mean, he's going to go to the NFL. He's probably a top quarterback this year in Shane. I mean, I respect him a lot. I respect that team a lot. The coaching staff is really good. Just expecting to go in and just do everything we can to win that game. Last year we thought we should have won it. So, just like kind of like Sneed said, just change the outcome this year.
Speaking of Tyler Steed, I don't know if you've seen the ESPN thing that's been going into the tent. Would you give him any tips to try to keep his head up? Like, my heart is skipping when I saw him on Facebook. Is that something you've ever got to do with
Wi-Fi? I was messing up.
No, it's fine. Speaking of Tyler Steed, have you seen the ESPN thing that's been going face first into the stand? Have you ever got to do something like that before? Can you give him any advice to keep his head up next time he does that?
Well, I saw it on the Jumbotron when it happened. For any advice, I don't know. On my run, when I stepped out of bounds, he about tackled me into the stand. So I don't really know what else to say. He's so small, I guess any momentum, he's just going to fall over. So, I mean, I don't know what to tell him other than get bigger.
Holton, the Temple was obviously undermanned today with different factors, but I think the last time you played in Philadelphia, your freshman year, it was 49-6.
Yeah.
And kind of talk maybe about what the difference in the outcomes reflect as far as how the program is moving.
Yeah. I mean, I think the score kind of speaks for itself. It's moving in the right direction. There's been a lot of tough days ahead. I mean, this year's even been tough. We haven't won as many games as we'd like to, but you just got to keep believing. When you come to a place and you just got to keep believing and believe in the culture, and that's what we're doing. We're just continuing to buy in. We know we're young. It's a weird year, but, I mean, obviously, like I said, we wanted to win more games, but, you know, we won this one today, and all we can focus on is the next one.
Okay, we have time for one more question for Holton. Okay, Holton, thank you for your time. Congratulations again.
Thanks, guys. See you.